This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to hold on when only God's will is clear and nothing else is. In this situation, you believe that God has directed you to a new path. So you're clear about the what, but you're still unclear about how and when things will all come together. Personally, this is a bit of a celebratory moment for me because it wasn't too long ago that I was praying to God for His will to be revealed to me. And now I find myself praying to know how and when it will all come together. And when I turn to the scriptures, I look to Abraham. God directed Abraham to leave the town of Ur and to journey towards a new home that was more than 1,000 miles away. During this extensive journey, I have to believe that Abraham had questions upon questions. But what Abraham teaches us is that he placed less emphasis on where he was going and more emphasis on who he was following. He is a perfect example of how this type of blind faith pleases God, since we know that ultimately God named Abraham father of many nations. So as we count down the days to a new year and a new decade, join me in entering this new time period with a blind trust in God. The rewards will just blow both of our imaginations. And as you do that, remember these words. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, have blind faith.